house as he came into the house of Zacchaeus in Luke 19:5, bringing salvation. If you will permit him to enter into the house, he'll come into your house as a friend, as he did with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, if he is welcome. You've got to welcome him in. We're talking about rooms in your house. What kind of rooms are you showing other people? Or is it dusty? Is it dirty? It's time we break out the old family Bible and wipe it off and crack it open. It might creak. You might need some WD-40 because it might have been a while since you opened the Word of God. Make this a daily routine. Make living for God not just a time of when you come to church and you dress up and you come and there's music and singing, but an everyday relationship with God. God, I want to be more like you. God, I want you to build this house. I don't want to labor in vain. I don't want to go through the motions and then miss it. Do everything I think is right, but not do one thing and miss it. Depart from me. I never knew you. I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Musicians can come. I'm closing like Joshua. Let's look at that Joshua. Joshua 24, verse 15. Just like Joshua made a decision. And a declaration. You've got to make a decision. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Would you stand to your feet with me this morning? The choice is again in your hands, sir. It's in your hands, ma'am. The decision is yours. It starts with you building a personal relationship with God. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, and we want to be victorious, and we want to have successful, productive lives. It's time that we get right with God in the rooms in our life and get our homes right. It's important what people see, not only in your physical home, but in your spiritual home. And maybe some of you need to go under construction. Maybe there's not a prayer room. Maybe there's not a Bible reading time. Maybe there's not an encouragement time. Maybe there's not a Bible study or a fellowship time where you break open the Word of God and feast on His presence and His truths. But I'm challenging you from this day forward, make the rooms in your home important again. Make them important. And the people that come and visit you, you know, when you're walking down the aisle in Walmart or when you see them on the side of the road, let them see the joy of the Lord shining through you. Let them see the peace and the love. You know, the world is searching for that. They are empty. This last week, a comedian of all comedians, so they say, took his own life with a belt in his front room. What's in your room? Supposed to be a happy man, but living in depression, fear, frustration, dealing with mental issues. What do people see in your life? I wonder if today, if you would just slip your hands up right where you are and just begin to ask God, God, come into my house. Come into my heart. If there's any dust or debris or hurt, malice, anger, take it out, God. I want there to be peace and joy and love. I want there to be relationship. I want to be in right relationship with you, God. I want to have an understanding of your will and your way right now in the name of Jesus. God, if there's any sin, I don't want sin to reign in my life. I want you to be Lord of my life. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins right now. Ask him, Lord, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me, God. Fill me anew with your presence, the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. What's in your house? What's in the rooms of your house? Lord, I ask that you touch every home represented here today, every father, every mother, single or otherwise. God, I thank you for these ones that came forward for prayer with their children. Lord, they're fighting for a pure, holy home. They're fighting for the souls of these children. I ask, God, that each and every one of us would be sensitive to the people around us. In the name of Jesus. I wonder if you'd sing that with us.
By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Make a decision right now.
My decision.
Come on, sing it.
I have take my place. I have drawn a line in the sand. And now I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before.
I wonder if you just join hands with your neighbor. We're going to let God build the house. We're going to build it with Him in the name of Jesus.
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand. And I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross.
You got to press towards the mark. Press towards the mark.
It comes back to a choice. You've got to make a choice for yourself to live for God and to allow Him to help build the house that you're living in.
Hallelujah. Are you glad to be a child of the King? I am. I'm so thankful this morning. Isn't God so good? Thank you so much for being at Harvest Time today at our worship service. Tell somebody about the good things going on around here. Invite somebody to the house of the Lord and let them see the rooms that we have here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Tuesday night, Bible study, Gravity, 7:30. We are looking forward to an outpouring of the presence of every service. So make your way here and get blessed, get fed, and leave changed in Jesus' name. Amen. Next Sunday, 5 o'clock, 20 to 40, single, married. We're going to have some fellowship upstairs for you. If you have children, find a babysitter. It's for adults, and we're going to have fun. Amen? God bless you. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord.